smart speaker in your home or office? Just say, hey, Google, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's amazing.
And listen to Boston's Home for Sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Woo. 98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. By now, you know that the Philadelphia Eagles have been disinvited to the White House. And I guess under 10 players were planning on going.
Adam Schefter had said yesterday a large group of Eagles players had decided not to attend the White House, including most, if not all, of the black players. And there were some reports that the Eagles were trying to figure out a way to, you know, maybe the entire team would make a trip to Washington, D.C. Only a few of them would go to the White House, and some of the other ones would go do some things in community service, visit some, you know, vet hospitals or whatever. And to that, Donald Trump apparently found out that less than 10 players were going to show up, so he put out a statement yesterday, and the statement said, and it was like very official. He wanted to make sure the world knew. He goes, the Philadelphia Eagles, or here it is, right here he goes. The Eagles wanted to send a smaller delegation. He said, where the hell did it go? Here it is. It says, the Philadelphia Eagles are unable to come to the White House with their full team to be celebrated tomorrow. They disagree with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, hand on heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military and the people of our country. The Eagles wanted to send a smaller delegation, but the 1,000 fans planning to attend the event deserve better. These fans are still invited to the White House to be part of a different type of ceremony, one that will honor our great country, pay tribute to the heroes who fight to protect it, and loudly and proudly play the national anthem. I will be there at 3 p.m. with the United States Marine Band and the United States Army Chorus to celebrate America. Okay, first of all, as you were mentioning before, nobody, no Eagles player on the Super Bowl roster took a knee the entire season.
That's absolutely true. And by the way, we'll have the audio in a second. Fox News is showing.
Okay,
I saw this.
They're showing people kneeling in prayer.
So this,
and claiming that they were anti-anthem.
So Zach Ertz got pissed because there was,
as he should have.
All the players, of a course. Lot of the players in the Eagles are saying, "Hang on. You're turning this into something that it's not. You're calling us anti-military when that's not the case at all."
And by the way, so like not showing up to the White House, you know how many, Tom Brady doesn't show up to the White House.
Yep, he missed the last time when the Patriots went.
How is that in any way, shape, or form a reaction to anything that the military's done?
This is somebody who is going to be embarrassed on TV because only 10 people are going to show up, or less than 10 people, and no black people, and no black players. And he was, he said, well, I don't want to be embarrassed, so you know what? I'm not breaking up with you. You're not breaking up with me. I'm breaking up with you. America.
Right.
And it's all about the flag.
Which is smart. By the way, and who can question Trump's patriotism based on his comments during the primaries and during the...
I said it before. I've voted Republican for most of my life, but I can't stand Donald Trump. And it was from the very beginning because, as I said, my uncle was a POW in Vietnam with John McCain. And he said, I prefer my soldiers not to be captured like McCain was. Like, what a massive... You call yourself a patriot and you say that? This has nothing to do with patriotism. Well, it has to be with not being embarrassed.
There was the daily national anthem at Trump Towers.
of course there was.
At 10 every morning.
But this is truly crazy. So as you were mentioning, Fox News is trying to make a story out of this, and in an effort to try to find any of these Super Bowl players taking a knee for the anthem, they can't because it didn't happen last year. None of the people on the Super Bowl roster took a knee. So what they've done is they have found videos of players like Zach Ertz taking a knee praying before the national anthem was even played. So Zach Ertz got a clip of this video and tweeted it and said, this can't be serious. Praying before games with my teammates, well before the anthem is being used for your propaganda, just sad. I feel like you guys should have to be better than this. So now that is the twist that is being thrown out there. They're trying to make the Eagles look bad, even though none of them kneeled.
Here's the thing. If you are such a patriot and all that matters to you is the flag and the military, how about you don't invite teams to the White House, and you invite veterans to the White House to celebrate?
Well, in fairness, I'm sure he's had many veterans.
No,
I've seen
but instead of doing... Well, no, Rich, he is saying here that the Eagles are not coming because they are not Patriots, and that the flag this and the flag that, then don't invite teams. There's no reason for a team to be there. If you are so hyper-focused on everyone's reaction to the national anthem, then don't invite teams. Because invariably, you're going to have players that don't come to these things. Now, granted, more than five will generally come.
Sure.
But in the past. But you're going to have teams that with people that are Tim Thomas, a guy who opposed the presidency of Obama. And he's not going to show up. So if people aren't going to show up and you believe that's such an affront to patriotism and such an affront to the American people, then don't invite them. Don't disinvite them and turn it into something else, which, by the way, half the country is going to be wetting themselves with glee over Trump canceling this and getting Lee Greenwood to stand on his head while he drinks water and sings God Bless America.
Well, that's why this is going to be great, because he's been tweeting out now about this, about what this whole thing is going to be this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and I can't wait for it. He put, the Philadelphia Eagles football team was invited to the White House. Unfortunately, only a small number of players decided to come, and we canceled the event. Staying in the locker room for the playing of our national anthem is disrespectful to our country is kneeling. Sorry. Which, once again, none of them did.
Well, that was a power play by Trump, A, to get his base going, and B, because he knows he can do whatever he wants with the owners. And this is the focus. This is your big focus, is if NFL players 100 days from now stay in the locker room doing the national anthem, something that, unless people are counting on the sidelines, who the hell would know? And who cares?
But we'll proudly be playing the national anthem and other wonderful music, celebrating our country today at 3 p.m.
I wonder what other music there's going to be. Is it going to be? What if it was like a hoe fight? Or dance too much booty in your pants.
Or Agnostic Front.
They just start playing Agnostic Front. Ladies and gentlemen, Venom.
Venom.
The quasi-satanic sounds
Ladies
of Venom.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gary Cherone fronted Van Halen. Van Halen 3.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Really?
I had a man by the name of Troll. America!
We'll probably be playing the National Anthem and other wonderful music celebrating our country today at 3 p.m. The White House with the United States Marine Band, United States Army Corps. Honoring America, NFL, no escaping the locker rooms.
Because it's got to be so hastily put together. It's good. It might be pretty funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, now some patriotic music.
And then everyone, Trump's clapping in the back.
Do what they want to. Let them hoes do what they want to. And Pence is out there in like an American flag jumper. No,
Pence has got a separate. Pence has a tape measure, so he's not within 20 feet of any woman that's not his wife.
Right. He's got a stick to keep all of the people with a case of the gays away.
He's insane. At least I can see what Trump is doing and the way he's politicizing all this and why he's doing it. Pence is just straight insane. Go research some of the things he wanted to do as governor of Indiana, and you'll go, woo. That's crazy.
I have to see this because I'm going to be very critical. If there isn't an American flag everywhere I turn my head, like there shouldn't be one segment of the background on the lawn where there is not an American flag, or I'm going to say, not patriotic enough. No, 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 no. You're not painted red, white, and blue.
I wonder.
And this will be the one time everyone sees Melania. She can't stand like not dancing to the music. She comes out of the White House.
Right now, they're sending Air Force One to Miami to get all the early 1990 bass groups up there.
Right. The Miami Bay, right.
That's right. They're going to have My Boo playing. It's going to be fantastic.
Who is My Boo? City DJs or something like that?
No, that's the train.
Oh, yeah, that is the train.
We're the Quad City DJs, and we call it the train. No, My Boo is a great song, and it's impossible to know who's involved except for Jermaine Dupri.
One of Destiny's Child, right?
No, this was when I was in college.
I thought one of the there's a woman who sings too, isn't it? I thought it was the least known member of Destiny's Child.
She would have been like 15.
Who sang Tootsie Roll?
Let me see.
69 Boys.
Oh, that was the 69 Boys.
Let's
That's
go.
What they would do with nothing more patriotic than the 69 boys.
Let's go.
It's John Wallach.
Are the 69 boys bragging about something that a lot of people don't want to do.
69 boys are okay.
They were.
I used to put that on in my. I used to work in a music store, and it was like a predominantly African American.
Sure.
And everyone who worked there. So when I got to choose to make everyone happy, I always went to the 69 boys.
All right.
Yeah. Engine 69 heading down the party line. If that train goes off the track, then you know that party show don't wax. Don't miss that train, baby. Don't miss that train. I knew every single word. I knew all the skits.
Of course you did.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Can you finish the statement? Cotton candy, sweet to go.
No, I can't finish.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Well, that's the chorus.
I know. I just know the song. If I heard the song, I'd tell
sure.
you.
To the back. Gotta,
to the front. To the front. Now slide, baby, slide.
Slide, baby. So, 3 o'clock today, it's going to be interesting because there's nothing like a hastily put together event to get everyone riled up. We'll put
a and once again, Kobe Keith come parachuting in.
Yeah, they just
like
have...
shooting an Uzi into the sky, like holding a bald eagle, and then they'll grill it later on one of his Kid Rock grills.
The Rock Man might be there. Who knows?
People are going to be outraged and shaking their fist this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The butterfly, that's all. Let me see the tips and rolls. Yeah, 1994. 69 boys backed up by the quad city.
Never check the date. Never in a song check what year it is. You're costing yourself lots and lots of money.
Yep. You're immediately not cool in the club anymore. They can't play it anymore.
Anyway, Miss America pageant is not allowing the contestants. There's no swimsuit part of it.
Okay. So
I don't know what else they do.
They should just give them like an algebra test then.
That's about right. I don't understand how them being in a swimsuit is all offensive. I mean, you're going after Miss America, which is based at least 90% on looks.
Isn't it called a beauty pageant?
It is a beauty pageant.
All right.
It's based on your beauty.
I would think that would be the one place where being judged on looks would be a contest that's based on looks.
Yes. It's like people's sexiest man. And then, you know what? They don't put the Cloon.
No, they just put... what's his name?
They put the corpse of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Someone who's very smart. Stephen Hawking.
No, he's passed away.
Oh, yeah, he did pass away last year.
That's right. Did you know Jim Gaffigan played football for Purdue?
I did not know that.
I'm full of facts.
Speaking of Jim Gaffigan and celebrities of that ilk, did you see what happened to any of the big celebrities they rolled out before the Capitals game yesterday?
I did not. Okay. I missed that because I don't believe I didn't. Did they show it?
Okay. So they brought one out. Now, if you remember, before the Golden Knights game, there was the huge thing with wizards and warlocks and knight battles that went on for like 20 minutes, which was so over the top and gratuitous. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
However, they tried to match that. Where I think that the Capitals should have gone completely in the opposite direction and just said, let's play hockey and nothing but hockey.
Yeah, but if it's an original six team, I think you do that. But the Capitals, I don't know.
But you're never going to touch Vegas. Whatever you do isn't going to work.
They should just have the House of Presidents moved up from Disney World.
That'd be kind of great. All kinds of creepy.
Or the Capitol Steps, yeah. Fred, your favorite group, the guy who does political parodies.
You know where there's never a line, the Hall of Presidents. Who goes in there? See some boring ass automatronic presidents.
I know somebody whose favorite thing at Disney, and it's an older gentleman who is the Hall of Presidents.
He likes seeing things from the 60s that can barely move.
Have you seen, the Donald Trump Hall of Presidents statue?
No.
When they first revealed it, it looks like the people at Disney had a Hillary Clinton one ready to go. And they just, when they were so surprised that they just put like a different wig on it. And it looks like Hillary Clinton in the face Donald Trump's hair.
I bet you that's true.
You have to look it up.
Yeah, okay.
It's unbelievable. They thought that it was, I guarantee you they had one already made for Hillary Clinton. And then when there was the election and it was a surprise to them apparently, and they put the wig on it and that was it. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that's what happened. But yeah, so speaking of that, so with the Capitals, back to the Capitals. So they rolled out Pat Sajak in game three. And Pat Sajak, instead of doing a bit where he had like a board up on the big jumbotron.
It was like self-effacing, like, you know, sure. They can't get someone else out here.
Yeah, it was literally him standing out there in a sensible Capitol sweater talking about how he's been a fan for 12 years and rambling on for what seemed like 3 minutes. It was just him talking. That was literally all they had planned.
Yeah, and he just said he was a season ticket holder, and that was it.
Yeah. So last night, before the game, we saw how in Vegas they brought out the big guns like Chris Angel. You had a Rich Little doing impressions.
It hasn't been great in terms of who follows hockey that's a celebrity.
And by the way, this is like a huge deal. I mean, if you look at the amount of like that tickets are going for on StubHub, they're like three times the amount of the NBA Finals.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, whose game last night was on NBC.
Yep.
I mean, it was on major network television.
Sure. And this is like two franchises where it's historic if either one like wins.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Sure. And the idea that the NHL can't do better than this is quite frustrating as a fan of the product.
It is. So yesterday before the game, guess who they rolled out? Because apparently this person got such a huge response before game three.
No.
Linda Carter, a.k.a. the original Wonder Woman.
Oh, so that's sad.
Yeah.
Because Linda Carter, I imagine, looks lights out now.
She doesn't look bad.
I'm sure she doesn't look bad. Mm-hmm. But when she was Wonder Woman, you know, things were a little bit different.
Yeah, I'm sure. That is the truth.
So, is she from D.C.?
I don't know. Actually, she's coming. Well, she is, not from Marvel, so that's probably why they drew a line between the two. But it's true. I mean, think about it. So, this is like such a huge, for hockey fans, this is massive. As a matter of fact, so the cheapest ticket on StubHub for Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Cleveland was $241, all right? A lot of that probably has to do with we've been there, we've done that before, we've gone to the finals. And also in Cleveland, they're probably like, we're not going to win. Well, you know, Game 1 wasn't sold out at Golden State. The cheapest ticket on StubHub for last night's game in Washington, D.C., over $1,000.
Wow.
$1,092.
Get-in price was $1,100?
Get-in, the cheapest ticket. Well, think about it. If you're a Capitals fan, and that could be the last game of the season there.
They've never won. They've only been to the Cup Finals once, and they got swept. I guess I can see that.
So, yeah. So, it's historic in either way, and the best you can get is Linda effing Carter and Pat Sajak.
No, it's a shame. Again, it's embarrassing.
Well, it's like whatever they
have. It's like, don't have anybody.
Right.
Just don't do anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, why embarrass yourself?
Yeah,
right.
Just have like a montage, like a hype video before they introduce everyone and drop the puck.
Or have the group that did pass the Ducci from the left-hand side. They were a D.C. band.
Were they?
Musical Youth?
I think so. I believe they were from D.C.
They're not quite youth anymore, however.
Okay. No, it's just like they're...
Now they're going to have to look this up.
Musical Near Death?
Yeah, well, they're in their late 50s, probably. Yeah, right.
I mean, they're not that old then. Musical, there's got to be the guys from Fugazi?
Yeah, that's right.
British Jamaican reggae band. Yeah, musical.
Okay. Okay. Ian MacKay up there?
Ian MacKay, and he complains about how much the tickets cost.
That's right. Dave Grohl's not from D.C. He's Virginia.
Yeah, same difference.
But then again, if you would have called Dave Grohl, I guarantee you would have said, yep. Because that's pretty much what happens. Any kind of award show or anything.
You could have got an HR from the Bad Brains.
Well, that would have been strange.
Well, you could have done it.
You wouldn't have left the ice. If you stayed there for 30 minutes and just like, hello, everybody.
The ice is a miracle of cold and water. I can't imagine that there's not someone from D.C. that they could have gotten.
All right, I'm looking it up here. Great celebrities from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
All right. Obviously, Kevin Durant, we knew that, but he's playing. Louis C.K.
Well, I don't think they want to associate themselves with him
Newton.
Right now.
All right, well, he grew up in Newton.
Allison Hannigan, How I Met Your Mother.
The woman from American Pie?
Yeah, the one from American Pie. If you fantasize about her, like your imagination won't even allow you to do better.
Stephen Colbert from D.C. Connie Chung from D.C.
Oh, Connie Chung, bring her out.
Samuel L. Jackson, it says here, is from D.C.
Oh, but he's already tied in with the Falcons.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Oh, that would be awesome.
From D.C. Katherine Heigl, actress from D.C. It says here Dave Chappelle is from
D.C. No, he's from Ohio.
D.C. Okay, then obviously this list is... Maybe they spent time in
Washington,
D.C. Or
maybe he is from D.C. Maybe he is and just lives in Ohio. I could be wrong.
That is a shockingly bad list of... celebrities that come out of a pretty big market. That's it?
Look at Farmington Hills, Michigan, and look at notable residents.
Okay.
And I guarantee it's just as good.
I mean, we're pretty bad, even for like the Celtics, when you're rolling out like the second most popular Wahlberg.
But you could roll out every comedian that's ever done stand-up,
yeah,
and they're from around
here. You're right,
here.
They're all from around here.
No, Farmington Hills wins. Steve Ballmer, CEO of Microsoft and the LA Clippers. Elizabeth Berkley.
Word.
Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy.
You better believe that.
Yeah, baby. Miss America 2008, Kristen Hagelin from Farmington Hills. Let's see, Barry Sanders from Farmington Hills, resident of Farmington Hills. Does that count? Drew Stanton. It says here on Wikipedia, one Fred Toucher from Farmington Hills.
Is it nice. The real spelling of my name or the radio spelling?
Radio spelling. And, Larry Nassar from Michigan State.
Yeah, baby.
From Farmington Hills.
What's the description of him?
Well, osteopathic physician and convicted child molester.
All right.
That's how it's listed. In that order.
Well, you got... would you rather have Pam Dauber or Pat Sajak?
I'd take Pam Dauber for the block.
If they brought out Pam Dauber out, that would be... the best. You got Mindy from Mork and Mindy.
Linda Carter, Pam Dauber, they were equally as popular in the late 70s.
They actually were.
Seriously.
It's actually one, six of one, half dozen of the other.
In the late 70s, they were even.
By the way, my point is Farmington Hills, Michigan is a suburb of Detroit. Yeah, I mean, the idea... I mean, Detroit gets Eminem,
but Fred,
and Kid Rock.
We honestly have no right to talk here as Bostonians, because if you remember, opening day, who sang the national anthem for the Red Sox?
Oh, one of the Pointer
Ruth
Sisters.
Ruth Pointer. One-third of the Pointer Sisters.
Yes.
That's the best they could get. One-third of the Pointer Sisters. You know, so whereas all those comedians you're talking about may have grown up here, they all live in L.A. now.
Yeah.
They're all gone. So
you would think for the finals of like something, you would show up, you know?
Somebody said Mia Khalifa. Well, John showed me a list yesterday,
yep,
and I thought he was showing me who was going to be doing the pregame stuff.
No.
And I'm like, she's the porn star who like got like she catfished. She published a bunch of DMs that all these athletes had, and you're like, why would you ever talk to her
right.
now?
So yeah, so now you've ruined your chance to get anybody again,
ever.
But you can fall back on that porn career. We will be back, Rich, with the stack. What are some things we'll talk about?
All right. Terry Rozier spoke yesterday, and the Yankees are threatening to boycott ESPN.
Yeah, that will work out well. On ESPN, I'll say, oh, there's this contract that we have with you. All right. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich. We all have our morning routine.
The kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie. Let's go.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, 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 big 98.5 The Sports Hub app. You will enjoy it. You can get that at the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Mm-hmm. And it works very, very well.
Yep, it's got all the podcasts. It's got tweets. It plays the station live as it's heard on the radio. So all of that is waiting for you right now at the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
We played this earlier, but it's worth hearing one more time. Last night, Isaiah Thomas of the ex-Celtic and ex-Cavaliers fame was on Jimmy Kimmel playing a game against the other Isaiah Thomas of ruining the Knicks fame, and there was a question about who could identify Marvin the Martian. Isaiah Thomas apparently had scored no points in this game, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah. One more question for Isaiah 2. What is the name of this alien? Do you know the name of that alien?
Guys, I've watched that numerous times, too. I'm like the Cavs. I'm going to get swept.
So, obviously not a big fan of how things ended with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Don't you think of him when he dreams about his time with the Boston Celtics as being like the hottest girl that he's ever dated, and it kills him that he is no longer with her?
Yeah, because afterwards he got screwed. I mean, he thought that he was going to be a max player with the Celtics. Then he got hurt. And, you know, they traded him into what he believed was going to be a championship team, and they put him in Cleveland where he struggled, and then they sent him out to Siberia in L.A., And now who knows what's going to happen to him.
Imagine there being a point of your life where even for like 3 months, you were somewhat of a folk hero. Because here, think of like that last 3 months that he was here and he was setting all those crazy records. I mean, it was like, you know, these 40-something point games, and he was absolutely going off, and how just loved he was in this town. Knowing the entire time, I've never reached anything anywhere near this. I'm probably never going to be able to do this again. I'm not good defensively at all. My situation is perfect. And then that happens. And then you're like, well, you're not quite as big as you thought you were. You're talking about all the money, and yeah, we'll see you later. Yeah. I got Kyrie Irving.
And you went from a superstar that people loved and you could never be moved to someone who's going to have a hard time sticking with the team. I mean, you've moved from max money superstar into middling, you know, NBA player who, you know, who knows where he'll be in 2 years, if he'll even still be playing.
And I still love the guy, but it was tough to, you know, really have any sympathy for him during that period where he kept trying to negotiate when his video tribute was and doing it on Paul Pierce Day. And Paul Pierce was like, you ain't having it on my day.
Yeah.
What a pain in the ass. So there is Isaiah Thomas, who right now is just looking for some teammates out there with the Lakers. And as far as the Yankees are concerned, they're not big fans of ESPN right now, to the point where they might actually boycott speaking to any of the press. As it stands right now, ESPN wants to broadcast the Yankees game against the Toronto Blue Jays on July 8th as part of the network's Sunday Night Baseball flagship, in part to boost ratings for their lead-in program in the All-Star Game Selection Show. The Yankees, however, want no part of that, as they must fly to Baltimore and play a doubleheader the next day. The two sides, as well as the league and the union, are negotiating to reach a compromise. But if one isn't found, the Yankees have said that they might boycott ESPN's personnel. And if I'm ESPN, I go, ooh, really? We're gonna air the game. Who really cares?
The league can't make them do that. The league can't make them play a night game and then go ahead the next day and play a doubleheader.
I think ESPN pays enough money to get those rights to do that.
Then you're...
NBC has every right to flex a game along with the NFL, because I guarantee you it's within the contract.
But it's like playing on Thursday night and then having a game on Saturday. I mean, you can't have a team play at night and then turn around the next day and play a doubleheader. That means you're playing a day game and then you got another game that night.
There have been times, and I wish I had the tweet here in front of me.
Because it's great for your bullpen, too.
Right. Well, I mean, the Red Sox have been screwed by scheduling, too. I mean, it happens to very good teams, unfortunately. Now, this just happens to be, I mean, how many rainouts? 3-4 rainouts in the last month?
Yep, seven rainouts.
Before last night, the Yankees had 6 games in hand on the Red Sox. You got to make up those games.
Yeah, but you can't flex a game to Sunday night and then have someone come in and play, then have them play a doubleheader the next day. Get rid of one of the games.
All I know is the Red Sox had to play 3 road games in 3 different cities in 3 days within the last 3 years.
That's fine, but were one of them a night game?
Yes.
Going into a day game?
I don't know the answer to that.
All right, because that's messed up too. I mean, a night game into a doubleheader is ridiculous, and it's just bad for the game. I mean, if I'm the Yankees, I'm furious.
Well, then they're going to have to change the wording next time there's some sort of TV deal that Major League Baseball makes, because I guarantee you it's written in there that they have a right to be able to do that.
I bet you that they don't have them play that Sunday night game, or they'll reschedule one of the games of the doubleheader.
That's this Sunday, so they got to get their stuff together pretty damn quick.
I can't imagine that.
Are they running promos yet? Because you would think that right about now when you would start seeing the promos.
The league's got to work something out, because they can't have the Yankees do that. By the way, that All-Star Selection Show seems like a big humdinger.
Can't wait. Almost as good as the Draft Order Show, which is extended to an hour for some reason this year.
Right.
The NBA Draft Order. I mean, that was ridiculously long for something that lasts, you know, technically, what, 4 minutes?
It's over before the show starts.
Sure. Say what you will about the amateur baseball draft, but at least you've never heard of the people and they show video of them. So you can pick and choose when you want to go into it. The All-Star Selection Show is, okay, I'll hop on ESPN.com, you know, when I feel like it.
And there's an element to the baseball draft, like the one you guys watched last night, that it's like so kind of low budget that it's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's like listening to the Dude and Bird Show on the podcast. It's like, this is wildly entertaining.
Actually, the MLB, that's a very good comparison. The MLB draft program last night, which lasted 5-6 hours because they did two rounds. No, I thought it was, okay.
I know St. Louis picked 3 times.
One and two last night, 3 through 10 today.
All right.
But, and then the rest of it over the rest of it the day after that. But They had 3 minutes between picks. You know, usually they used to do it by a conference call. So they had to extend these things out and put tables and studios and things. But yeah, it was kind of refreshing. You know, they said, this is who's got picked. You know, the pick is in, you know, bam, 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 bam. And it was over.
Okay.
It was great.
Real quick, out of the four big sports, the four majors, which league do you think is doing the best job as far as the on-air presentation and the worst job as far as the on-air presentation?
Of the draft?
No. Of just the games. The games in general. Which league is that? Like, which gives you the best quality product for watchability, and which gives you the worst quality product right now?
Oh, that's tough.
The worst one's not number one.
No, I'd say NFL is in last place.
I'd say NHL is number one.
Okay,
and NBA is number two.
Yeah. So basketball is pretty high up there. I think we all agree for the most part, except for the amount of timeouts at the end of a game.
They're talking about coaches' challenges now in the NBA.
This is exactly what I'm getting at.
Yes.
NBA.
Number two is fading.
What are you doing right now? They're trying to pull something out of what the NFL is completely doing wrong. And there is a report that during the summer league, the NBA is going to test out challenge flags. That's right.
Really? I thought they were thinking about something else, but not a flag.
A challenge flag during summer games.
Always safe.
Now we know someone slips on it.
I know.
So that is what's going to happen. It would certainly add an interesting element to the game, whereas in the playoffs, extending the game ridiculously longer, especially the ends when there's all those timeouts. What are they thinking, having challenge flags?
Well, the pace of the game has no appeal to anyone. That's... people wanted that thing slowed down as much as possible.
Sure.
Is it the whole point of the athleticism and the wow moments? Instead, you're just going to, in the back and forth play?
You know what? You bring up a good point, which sounds silly when you say it, but it's legitimate. Flag goes on the court. Someone could slip on that thing. Where are you throwing it?
What I was reading was there was going to be a buzzer or something that an assistant coach could press.
You know,
like a buzzer, like a party horn?
You know what people hated was Showtime Lakers. They hated it.
Yes,
there's those back and forth games with lots of pace. Yeah. They hated it.
There's a button that they can press to challenge. It goes.
Let those hoes fight.
I'd let them fight. You should do that.
Yeah.
You got to let them hoes do what they want to. By the way, 3 o'clock. I'm counting down the moments until there's the super patriotic festival that's going to be happening in the front yard. Freedom Fest.
What could go wrong?
Mm-hmm. It should be fun.
In fact, I'll put that in the calendar.
Fireworks? Yes or no?
I mean, there's going to have to be pyro.
There's going to have to be pyro.
Yeah. As I said, it's a WWE presidency, so naturally there should be pyro.
Now what are you going to do after you play the national anthem?
You're going to play it again, louder.
No, they get what you have,
and then again,
the
faster
Maple Leaf rag. And Penn says a broomstick that he dances. Keep away.
You gotta keep enough room for the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
President with a big selfie stick. A picture of him and the flag and the band.
Mm-hmm. Well, Apple has announced a brand new iOS feature that is to combat device addiction. There's a way that it's going to have all different settings to make it so you don't use your phone as much. Somehow I had to take my phone in a while back, to have them look at something. And they pulled up a screen, which I've never seen before in my settings. I still don't know how to get there. But it showed me how many hours you spend using an app or how much time. And one of the apps was in the hours. And I'm like, per day? Yes, per day. It was like in the hours. It was like almost...
What app?
I think it was the one that I use for Twitter. Because what I do is, like, when I wake up from my nap, I go and I scroll through it. I follow it. That probably takes like 15 minutes. When I wake up in the morning, I scroll through that and make sure I do all that. And then if I check it throughout the day, it had me like an hour and a half on that app. And I'm like, that's when I got to stop. So I mean, you see those numbers right in front of you. I'm like, this is how much of my life is wasted staring at my phone.
Right.
I bet everyone who thinks that they're not doing as much time on their phone as they are, like, get something, find that screen, and you'll want to vomit.
Yeah, especially for me, because I don't spend, like, a duration of time on the phone, but I do it numerous times a day.
Well, if you're in an elevator, do you immediately reach in your pocket? If you're on an escalator, do you immediately reach in your pocket?
Like, I'm not that bad, but I'm sure if you showed me what the time I spend on the phone, it would be... much more than I believe in my head.
It will blow your mind. And yeah. I don't know where that screen was, but it was not a good day.
Yeah, that's when you got to reevaluate living in the moment. We will be right back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
At 5, the Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich. Very excited for this. Matthew McConaughey looks nothing like Matthew McConaughey, starring in a true story about a drug dealer from Detroit named White Boy Rick. And if you have not, if you don't know the story of White Boy Rick and you feel like not reading it, on YouTube's got 5,000 documentaries, mini documentaries on White Boy Rick. So go and kill some time at work today. And find out about this. This was his name when I was growing up, was like the boogeyman. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I think he got busted in like 86. And so I was 11, and like everyone knew who White Boy Rick was. I mean, I didn't know what he looked like, or and I never, you know, saw him. But yeah. When he got busted, it was like, it was crazy.
Was he tied in with like the cartels or anything? Or like, what was the deal with him? Like,
his dad was a drug dealer, and then he ended up. Moving an extreme amount of drugs when he was very young. He wasn't like in a Mexican cartel or anything.
He's like Stitches.
Yeah. You know? I mean, he'd put a brick in your face.
He would do that.
And then he would sit there and challenge you about what you're going to do with it.
Yeah. He would repeat that over and over again.
Like, can you move this weight? Can you move this brick?
Yeah. Well, he loves selling blow. He would tell you that.
Yeah. And then he would, not only that, but he has so much of it, he'll open it on stage and just throw it everywhere.
And I'm sure that was real coke.
Of course it's real cocaine. It's Stitches. It was pure pharmaceutical-grade cocaine.
I'm sure it was.
I love selling blood!
It was tens of thousands of dollars right. In cocaine that he would just dump on the audience.
Pardon me, sir. Why do you have an AK-47 on your face?
I got an AK-47 on my face, ho, so you know I don't shoot no pistol.
Oh, okay. It's because you own one. So you owned one, so you put it on your face. What about the Hyundai you drive? Is that on the other cheek?
Oh, please. You've obviously never seen the cars he's rented for his videos.
The bus you ride. Is that there? Somewhere under your chin or you're on your neck?
Well, it's a good idea in your early 20s to get an AK-47 on your face.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't shoot no pistol. What's up, gang? How you guys doing?
Hi. Hey, White Boy Rick. So you were just saying his dad was a drug dealer. The way they've portrayed that is the dad didn't want anything to do with it.
No,
he convinced the old man to be the drug dealer.
Okay.
Is that true? I'm asking. I don't know.
The way I
heard it, if you watch the trailer,
okay,
and you hear like McConaughey is already doing interviews for the movie, and the book is coming out too.
Yeah, that's going to be, I can't wait to read. My understanding was that his dad was a low end drug dealer, and then White Boy Rick got involved in that. He became an FBI informant to help his father. And while he was an informant, he started getting involved in massive drug deals. And then he was in jail by the time he was 17.
Because Hollywood is painting it now that the dad was like this clean-cut guy who wanted nothing to do with that type of life. And he would rather be poor than ever be involved in dealing drugs or doing something illegal.
All right,
that's how the movie's going
to
play.
Well, you have to have like a Christ figure in the movie.
Right, and I think that's who it's going to be. But I was wondering if that was real life or not.
You do need a money plan. You do need money.
In 1985, he was a 15-year-old kid in a really rough East Side Detroit neighborhood. He was a very small-time weed dealer. His dad got in trouble with the FBI, and Ricky became an FBI informant.
Okay.
And at the same time became a major mover of drugs.
So the way the movie's going to play is bull crap.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, Stitches is starring in the main role.
Well, everyone knows that. I mean,
I got an AK-47 on my face, ho, so you know I don't shoot no pistol.
What have you guys been doing? It's beautiful outside. I've come to understand.
It's nice out. I guess it's getting bad again.
It's sunny. Really. It's torrential downpours. It's cool.
Yeah.
But it's sunny.
All right.
Feels like it's going to be like 60 today.
Well.
Oh, it is
hot
June.
Hot dog.
Yeah. You're not going to that Jewish pool. You're not heading there.
JCC.
The Jewish pool. I am not. It is a Jewish pool.
What is it? Well, it is.
It's
Jewish.
No, it is. You didn't say
he's
anything
wrong. No.
It's the JCC.
The community center.
No, it is a Jewish pool. Right. Predominantly a Jewish. I am not Jewish.
Right.
No, I know that. Predominantly Jewish.
But that's
Jewish.
The pool you go to.
We have not been able to go to the pool yet due to weather.
It's been warm enough.
We have not. Or when it's warm enough, it's been raining.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
And when it's warm enough right now, the water is still freezing
cold. It's
been
raining every
weekend. The pools haven't had a chance to warm up a little bit.
Like every weekend it rains.
Now my son, for the foreseeable future, is going to have baseball 6 days a week.
That is insane. 6 days a week?
That's right, baby.
You pulled the trigger on that, huh? You are in.
It's all his friends are doing it. It's Williamsport. It doesn't go on That's forever.
Wrong reason.
Interested by your intern. Very intriguing intern that you guys have.
Yeah.
Where's he at? Tell him to stand back.
Have you spoken with him?
He's from Attleboro.
That is Robbie.
Robbie. Where is Robbie? Robbie, where you at?
Robbie.
Get in there. Get in the window.
What's Dan saying?
Fred told him not to stand where he could see.
Is that our intern?
It's your intern. No, yeah. There's ours. Peter.
That's ours.
Peter, right. Say hi.
Yeah, I told our
Fred told him to get out of the window.
Robbie show is the Robbie. I think Robbie is the youngest looking intern it's on any show ever.
It's disturbing.
On not just your show, any show.
Robbie needs a
ever.
Surfboard. He should be like
How old is he?
He should be in a
Hilfiger
or
14.
He's 11.
20.
What's one kid shop? Abercrombie, right?
20.
Dude, you're going to be getting, even when you are 21, you're going to get carded forever.
Oh, he's going to get carded when he's 40.
Show him your knees? Is that what you're saying?
He's got holes. He's got the, my.
The ripped jeans.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I don't need that goofy face staring at me the whole day.
It's kids. It's crazy kids. We got kids everywhere in here now.
They just sit there.
Young class of interns this summer.
Our intern, Peter, he's only been here for a week. He's already the best intern we ever had.
Yeah, I know.
He's bringing in lobster rolls and steak tips. His family is there.
It's unfair.
That's kind of awesome.
That's what our interns
You had Joe.
Today, Hardy.
Nice.
Yes.
See what he does for the morale of the show? Like, really?
We can be bought.
Peter, that's how you set the tone. Name's no longer Beaker. You're Peter. Real name.
He's graduated.
Which one is he?
Using his God-given name.
What do you mean, which one's he?
Is he here today?
He's right there.
Remember the kid Will that would just always just kind of poke
his head. He's wearing red. That's there.
Remember the red-headed kid? He looks like Beaker. remember the kid that used to just stick his head out and used to drive...
You're driving me insane.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. That guy.
And then Hardy used to help you guys out for like an hour. That's right.
And then Hardy during the
kick it though first.
On the end of during the thing where everyone was congratulating us on 10 years, had one.
Hello.
Had one of the right ones.
That's him.
That's right. He was just
where Hardy's like thanking us or something, and then or congratulating us, and then in comes this head.
We would play that and not tell anyone in the audience listening what we were doing.
No.
We would just sit in the room and just crack up.
The kid never had any clue. He never had a clue.
No,
I don't think he did. But
real quick, we're carrying Belichick live today at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Dan Shaughnessy's in for 2 hours, and Dan had a hell of an article.
Has there been a report whether he's shown up?
He's there. He was there yesterday.
Yes. Well, I know he's there yesterday. Okay.
He checked in.
All right. You
all
guys.
Hello.
It's the last time the Doors are ever being played on this show. All right. Everyone have a great day. That will do it for us. Bye.